I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. America's top general and the top diplomat in Iraq testified on Capitol Hill today, and both men singled out Iran as one of the biggest obstacles to success in the war in Iraq. We'll hear more about General David Petraeus and Ambassador Ryan Crocker's testimony later in the program. First, though, The World's Matthew Bell on a defiant announcement from Iran today about its controversial nuclear program.
Today is Iran's so-called National Day of Nuclear Technology. It's the second anniversary of when Iran first enriched uranium. President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad marked the occasion by touring the uranium enrichment plant in Natanz and making this declaration. Ahmadinejad said today the installation of 6,000 new centrifuges has started. He called the achievements at the nuclear site eye-catching and said, God willing, they will soon enter the industrial arena of the country. Later in the day, Ahmadinejad said that Iran had tested a new kind of centrifuge, five times more efficient than before. Centrifuges are machines used to enrich uranium. Low-grade can be used to produce energy. High-grade is what goes into nuclear bombs. Iran already has about 3,000 centrifuges at Natanz. So what's the purpose of adding another 6,000?
I think it's for a nuclear weapons capability.
Mark Fitzpatrick is a former Deputy Assistant Secretary of State for Nonproliferation.
There's no economic purpose to this enrichment program. Iran cannot use the enriched uranium it would produce with this program for fuel for its nuclear reactor. Russia is supplying that fuel, and the fuel has to be made to very specific certified details that Iran doesn't know and can't produce.
But Fitzpatrick says Iran's nuclear program is plagued by technical problems. He says the Islamic Republic is probably about 2 years away, at least, from being able to produce enough nuclear material for a bomb. Nevertheless, Western governments, including the United States, were quick to condemn Ahmadinejad's claims. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice said the move will only add to Iran's international isolation. France brought up the possibility of slapping Iran with a fourth round of economic sanctions, but nuclear expert Jim Walsh of MIT says the sanctions are obviously not producing the desired result.
Every time they build a centrifuge, whether it works or not, it's a political marker. It's a stake in the ground that says, we did this, we own it, we're not going to give it up. It makes it much more difficult to, in some future negotiation, to roll that back. The more they build, the more they're going to end up keeping. That's creating facts on the ground. The second aspect of this politically that's important is this should tell people, if there wasn't evidence already enough out there, that the current policy is failing. Our current policy of sanctions is failing.
Walsh says the Iranians are showing that they can build centrifuges faster than Western countries can impose economic costs on Iran.
And if we continue down this path, we're going to get an Iran that has a completely independent, unrestricted national program that they can do with what they want. And I think that's bad news.
Do you think they want nuclear weapons?
I think some do and some don't. The common denominator here, the thing that links all the political parties together, is a belief in the notion that they should have the fuel cycle, which is another way of saying that they should be able to enrich their own uranium. That pleases the bomb advocates who want to build it today. It pleases the folks who don't want a bomb but at least want that option. And it pleases the scientists who want to have a nice big nuclear program and continue to have jobs in the future.
Iran has always maintained that its nuclear program is entirely peaceful and aimed at producing energy, not weapons, and last year's national intelligence estimate seemed to bolster that claim. It concluded that Iran stopped its efforts to build a nuclear weapon back in 2003, but that part of the NIE report, as it's called, refers to the design side of bomb building, not the enrichment side, which is far more difficult than just designing a weapon. If anything, though, Iran's claims today will call attention to the issue again. Whatever its real capabilities, Tehran is claiming that it intends to master the uranium fuel cycle on its own and in defiance of the international community. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.